Anthony Fauci and Chinese CDC director's email exchanges exposed, "We will get through this together." By Wendell Hasebo on June 1, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci and Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director George Gao's email exchanges were exposed Tuesday by The Washington Post, depicting a cozy relationship with his Chinese counterpart. "I saw the science interview, how could I say such a word big mistake about others? That was journalist wording. Hope you understand," Gao wrote to Fauci March 28, 2020. "Let's work together to get the virus out of the earth," he added. "I understand completely. No problem," Fauci responded. "We will get through this together." On April 8, 2020, Gao wrote, "I saw some news. Hope it is fake, that, you, are being attacked by some people. Hope you are well under such a irrational situation." Fauci wrote back 3 days later. "Thank you for your kind note. All is well despite some crazy people in this world." The Post obtained emails from a Freedom of Information Act request, exposing Fauci's working relationship with China early in the pandemic. This is despite former President Donald Trump pointing to intelligence that said China was responsible for the coronavirus outbreak. The Post wrote about the 866-page discovery. The released emails show that Fauci indeed tried to answer many queries, sometimes hitting send well after midnight. And even as Trump ratcheted up attacks on China for not containing the virus after it was first discovered there, Fauci sought to maintain ties with Gao, a well-regarded Chinese scientific leader, and Gao with him. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted May 25 the National Institutes of Health, NIH, funded the Wuhan lab, but he still denies gain-of-function research support in relation to the origin of the flu. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, stated May 25 that Dr. Fauci committed perjury May 12 over his gain-of-function comments related to Communist China's lab. Paul was asked on Real America's Voice, "Do you believe he, Fauci, perjured himself?" "Absolutely," Paul said. "He lied to the American people." Paul demanded on May 26 Fauci to be made to testify under oath about whether the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases funded the Wuhan Institute of Virology's gain-of-function research. Democrats have not called for Fauci's firing but have supported demands for an investigation into the origins of the Chinese coronavirus in a move that could perjure Fauci. "As we analyze what went wrong and what we can do in the future, we have to have answers to these questions," too, Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, Hillary Clinton's running mate, stated May 26. "And I think you're going to see Congress addressing some of these matters as well. We've got to get to the bottom of it. Understanding the origin and whether there was any nefarious activity in China is all part of that," Kaine said. However, several Republicans demanded Fauci's firing on May 26 over his flip-flopping on Wuhan lab funding. 2 days before the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee, Republicans launched a probe into the NIH's Wuhan lab grant. Reps. James Comer, RKY, and Jim Jordan, RO, ranking members of the House Oversight Committee and Judiciary Committee respectively, dispatched a letter to the director of the NIH, Dr. Francis Collins, raising concerns that EcoHealth Alliance knew of the Chinese Communist Party's attempts to cover up the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic and failed to act or to inform the U.S. government.